Hey everybody, wanted to touch base with you on a couple of things. So today I went out on a ride and I rode on the road for the first time in I can't tell you how long. So my training has been solid, consistent, been getting my workouts in, but the focus of my training is different than it was going into Kona. So obviously I'm focusing on different things, and one of the results of that is that, you know, my race fitness is not there, and that's by design. And so today I went out and I rode, and you know, if I were to compare my, you know, my power and my intensity today versus what I could do, let's say in September, it's like comparing apples to oranges. Just no comparison at all, and I'm a completely different athlete at this point in my training. And I bring that up because what I see with athletes is I see sometimes people comparing their fitness to what it was going into their Ironman or to what it was last summer. And the reality is, if you're developing peak fitness, you're gonna obviously have some valleys. So by the nature of a peak, there has to be some low points, and not low points as in you're not doing anything, but low points as in you're targeting different energy systems. And you know, if we're not racing right now, we don't need our peak fitness to be you know, at its sharpest level. So keep that in mind, because you know, I don't want anybody beating themselves up because they're not hitting wattage or intensities that they once were able to hit. And you know, the principle being that you have to operate on your current level of fitness. And just keep that in mind as we move forward, especially on the run, because this is where over the years, you know, so I've been coaching runners for, gosh, for a long time now. And when athletes get into trouble, it's usually the time after a rest period, either like low volume training or not a whole lot of training, and then they get back into a routine and they want to charge really hard. And that's when you're most susceptible for injury. That's when you're most susceptible to overdoing it, because your body is likely going to feel pretty strong. But keep in mind, you're playing with a loaded gun here. So if you've rested, your body will feel pretty good at some point, especially early on in your run. But eventually, you know, you'll feel the load of the training. And so when you are feeling good, it's important that you're reining yourself in, that you're holding yourself back, and you're not pushing it. You're not trying to beat a specific time or a Strava segment or what you did last year. It's about being controlled. And obviously when you do have a time trial or a field test, then that's the time to let it go. But just wanted to share that with you and just remind all of you that, you know, our fitness is cyclical, and we are going to have peak fitness, but we're also going to have times where our race ready fitness is not quite there. And so be okay with that, embrace that, knowing that we're just targeting something different at this time. And as the year progresses, as the season progresses, then so too will your fitness. So just wanted to say that, because I was reminded of that, and I just wanted to share that with you in case any of you are feeling the same way or are in the same boat. All right. Hope all is well.